In the century past, I was a committed, even fanatical player of Dungeons & Dragons, and spent much of my time, especially classroom time, drawing dungeon-level maps on graph paper, creating characters, I favored paladins, and memorizing arcane rule books, all so that I and a few friends could gather around a table in some basement and roll dice together for a few hours. And why did I devote so much time to this classically geeky hobby? Because in many games, there would be a few magic moments when I would forget that it was a game and get so caught up in the play that my heart would pound as I contemplated the fate of some fictional character that I had created and nursed through several games. And those precious seconds not only made the hours of preparation worthwhile, it enlivened them. And frankly, I sometimes wish there were more things in my life today that excited the same feverish passion. Of course, many of us find that same sense of involvement in games or sport. We get so caught up in Texas Hold'em or Settlers of Catan or the Broncos' latest efforts that for varying periods of time we forget, or pretend to forget, the structured artificiality of the game we are playing. We forget that the stakes are not, in fact, all that high. We enjoy the assignation of great import to matters that are, ultimately, trivial, and suspend disbelief and rationality in order to experience heightened sensations of urgency and excitement in our lives. And who could have anything negative to say about that? But I do feel compelled to observe that our so-called real lives are also, in a sense, a game. I'm not the first to observe this, of course. When Shakespeare wrote, "All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players," even he wasn't saying anything original. The bard was drawing on a Western philosophical commonplace going back to the 12th century or so. To me, this means that the rules according to which we live our lives are essentially self-chosen and often arbitrary. And I also believe, most days anyway, that we are not put in this world in order to pass a test that determines our placement in some afterlife. In other words, playing the game of real life is somewhat like playing any game. Enjoyable, and ultimately no more or less important than playing any game. But in our real lives, the ratio of immersion to detached observation is neatly reversed. We spend the majority of our time so immersed in our lives that we forget we're playing a game. And in most lives, we experience just a few precious seconds when we remember that it's a game and step back from the characters we've made of ourselves. And those moments can also enliven. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.